Thanks for checking out the Candeo podcast. To learn more about us, visit us at CandeoChurch.com.
Candeo Church, Natalie and I and our kids are so grateful for you. This has been one of the greatest seasons of our life for us, and it's because of you. We've been so blessed to be a part of this church. It's been an absolute privilege getting to serve Salt Company and Candeo for the last 4 or so years. And so for my last sermon, we're going to Romans 16, and I'm going to preach on a list of names. The letter of Romans is the greatest explanation of the gospel. Paul masterfully lays out the theology of the gospel in 15 chapters, and then he ends this grand exposition of the gospel with a list of names. Why? Because Romans for Paul didn't just represent a theological explanation of the gospel, but it represents gospel relationships. Paul never lost sight of the people that he dearly loved in Rome. Ministry for Paul wasn't just about theological accuracy, it was about people. In 1 Thessalonians 2:8, Paul says that we cared so much for you that we were pleased to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives because you had become dear to us. Here's what happens. When we are drawn to Jesus by the gospel, it simultaneously draws us into gospel community, rich gospel relationships. And that is exactly what we've experienced here for the last 4 years. Gospel relationships. In these years, we've not only shared the gospel with you, but our very lives and you as a church family have become dear to us. So this morning, we're experiencing what we call around here a gospel goodbye. Gospel goodbyes. They're joyful goodbyes, but yet at the same time, they're painful, right? Because you are so dear to us. The gospel's produced such a deep and meaningful relationship with you all for us. But we wouldn't want it any other way, right? We'd want these goodbyes to be painful. We wouldn't want this just to be easy. So here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to look at Paul's gospel goodbye to the people in Rome. And in it, we're going to see his list of gospel goodbyes, and then we'll see some exhortations that he gives the people in Rome, and then we'll finish with his benediction. So here's Romans 16, 1. Here's what Paul says, going to verse 16. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea. You should welcome her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints and assist her in whatever matter she may require your help. For indeed, she has been a benefactor of many and of me also. Give my greetings to Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life. Not only do I thank them, but so do all the Gentile churches. Greet also the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend, Epaphroditus, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews and fellow prisoners. They are noteworthy in the eyes of the apostles, and they were also in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stychus. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those who belong to the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphania and Tryphosa, who have worked hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother and mine. Greet Asinitus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patropus, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who are with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send you greetings. Paul's gospel goodbyes. How does Romans end? How does the greatest explanation of the gospel end? With a list of people who are dearly loved by Paul. And we can see it all throughout that list, right? Look what he says. He says that these people are dear to him. Friends have become family to him. People he had done ministry with. These are gospel relationships. The gospel produces relationships with each other. It doesn't just restore us vertically, but it creates deep and meaningful relationships horizontally. So this morning, what I wanted to do is I wanted to create my own Romans 16 list for you all. My Romans 16 list to Canteo. And at first I was hesitant to do this because I will for sure miss people, but I am gonna list off some specific people, some specific groups that have become dear to us over the years. So to not miss anyone, my first thank you is to Canteo Church. There, I didn't miss anyone. The catch-all, we got you all. Thank you, Canteo, for being an incredible church family. This church is amazing. It has been a huge blessing to be a part of a healthy, joyful, gospel-centered church. Natalie and I are constantly talking about how blessed we have been to be a part of this church. We will miss you so much. You've become so dear to us. Thank you, Cody and Stacy Klein. We will forever be grateful. We'll be forever grateful for your investment in our family and marriage. Cody, you have invested in me as a leader for over a decade now. Cody was actually my SALT director and D group leader at Iowa State when I was a student. Thank you for being an exemplary pastor and leader. Your impact on my character, my leadership, my love for the church, my love for Jesus can't be calculated. Thank you, Jake and Sarah Herring. Thank you for embodying Paul's words. You've not only shared the gospel with us, but also your lives. Jake, thank you for your friendship, your constant encouragement, your investment in my teaching and pastoring. Sarah, thank you for your friendship both to me and to my wife. Thank you for investing in her and our family. Thank you, Canteo elders and their wives. I have the utmost respect for you men. It has been an honor to serve alongside you the last 4 years. You men have encouraged me, challenged me, and been brothers to me in ministry. Thank you for being such a healthy and biblical group leading our church. To the elders' wives, thank you for being a constant encouragement to our whole team. Thank you for your investment in our family and in Natalie. Thank you, Elias and Katie Nissen and Aaron and Grace Coley. Thank you for being our connection group leaders for the last 4 years. You created an environment that Natalie and I could step into each week and be cared for, to experience friendship, encouragement, and fellowship. Thank you for leading us so well. We will forever be grateful for our time with you and how dear you are to us. And thank you to the entire Coley and Nissen Connection Group. You are dear friends to us. Thank you for doing life with us, loving our children, and being our friends. I can't overstate how valuable your friendship has been to our family. Thank you, SALT Company students. It has been a joy to lead you. It has been one of the greatest privileges of my life, getting to be your pastor. We've had hot dog parties and fall retreat dances and bonfires in the parking lot. Sorry again, Tim. I am filled with joy for how you have responded to my leadership and our staff team's leadership. Over the last 4 years, we've gotten to see 50 of you go on church plants, 80 overseas, 193 students baptized, 174 students have trusted Christ for salvation. It has been a joy watching you to come to faith, grow in your faith, and then step out into faith into what God is calling you to. It has been a privilege to walk with you through some of the hardest moments of life, to be your pastor through suffering. Thank you for letting me be your pastor. Salt Company staff, thank you. It has been a joy getting to lead you. It has been a joy to lead every person who has served on our staff team since 2019, to share in the awesome moments of ministry and to work together to navigate challenges. You are all such hard workers. You have a love for Jesus and a love for our students. I've watched you make so many sacrifices for Christ and our ministry. Thank you for being an incredible team to lead. Thank you, Candeo staff. It's been an honor to be on this team with you all. You all have been a constant encouragement to me to labor hard for the gospel and to delight in Jesus. Thank you for being an incredible team to work alongside. Thank you, Candeo kids, volunteers, and teachers, for putting up with Jack. But actually, thank you. No, thank you for your investment in our children. One of my favorite things is that Jack, for about a year straight, prayed every night for Mike Sullivan, thanking God for his teacher. But thank you so much to those who have taught our children. And then lastly, I want to thank someone that I'm very grateful I'm not saying a gospel goodbye to, but deserves to be recognized. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you for walking alongside me in life and in ministry. You have served Candeo Church and Salt Company in 1,000 unseen ways, from 6 a.m. D groups with girls in our home, to retreats, to conferences, to evenings and early mornings, to welcoming countless students into our home. You are such a blessing to me and our whole church. Thank you for being a woman of integrity and faith. Thank you for your patient love towards me. Thank you for making your greatest aim in life, Jesus. You are such a gift, and I'm so thankful that we get to walk through life and ministry together. Candeo, we love you. We really do. You become dear to us. And not only have we shared the gospel with you, but also our very lives. Finally, Paul ends with an exhortation and a benediction. Look at verse 17 through 20. Here's Paul's exhortation to Rome and my exhortation to you. He says, "Now I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who create divisions and obstacles contrary to the teaching that you learned. Avoid them, because such people do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. They deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting with smooth talk and flattering words. The report of your obedience has reached everyone. Therefore, I rejoice over you, but I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you." As Paul concludes, he has two exhortations to the church in Rome. Remain unified and remain obedient. Remain unified and remain obedient. In 17 and 18, remain unified. Candeo, continue to be so vigilant against division. Keep the gospel the main thing. Fight against disunity. It is such a tremendous blessing that this church is unified. Remain. Watch out for division. Remember that the greatest threat to the church is not outside of it, but within it. And that if we remain unified, there's nothing that can ruin us. Remain united. And then in 19 and 20, remain obedient. Paul rejoices over the report of their obedience and then commends them again. Be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. Remain obedient to Christ. Love God's word. Listen to it. Obey it. Walk in obedience to Christ. And what is our hope in both of these? The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Jesus is victorious. He is our hope. Candeo, remain unified. Remain obedient to Christ. Paul then concludes his letter and gospel goodbyes with a benediction. And these are the final words that I want to share with you this morning. Candeo Church, we will forever be grateful for the impact you have had on our lives. We'll forever be joyful for the opportunity to minister and serve you. It has been such a blessing to share not only the gospel, but our very lives with you. So here are Paul's final words to the Romans, and I'll read them over you. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation about Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept silent for long ages, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic scriptures, according to the command of the eternal God to advance the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles, to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory forever. Amen. Let's pray. God, that is my prayer for Candeo Church. God, that you would strengthen them according to the gospel, that they would remain unified, that they would remain steadfast in their obedience to you. God, I'm so grateful for the impact that this church has had on my life, on Natalie's lives, on my children's lives, and the lives of so many that we've gotten to see impacted over the last several years. God, would this church remain steadfast in its pursuit of you? Would you continue to strengthen them in the gospel? And in all of it, would you, God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever? Amen. Thank you, Candeo.
This has been a message from Candeo Church. To learn more about us or to hear more messages, visit us at candeochurch.com.